It finally hit the fan this season. Lots went down. Scott and his crazy antics. Is he in this in the right? Is he in the wrong? We're going to be talking Family Trippin', part one of Keeping Up with the Kardashians here on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to our Keeping Up the Kardashians after show here on AfterBuzz TV. You guys, Family Trippin', part one. And let me tell you, this family was trippin' tonight. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Just flowed right in.
But you guys, we have a lot to talk about, as always. I always say that, but it's so true. Mm-hmm. But first, let's introduce ourselves, starting with you, Howard III.
Yes, everybody. I am Howard III. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard III. And of course, my website, howardthird.com.
Hey guys, I'm Justine, and you can find me everywhere at Let's Face It with Justine, except for Twitter, which is Let's Face It 33.
Hey guys, you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. I've been doing Insta Story a lot now, which is kind of fun. I like it better than Snapchat now.
Why? Because
I feel like more people view it.
Yeah, because if you have the more... like followers on Instagram, then people will see that more than Snapchat.
Oh, you just started doing that?
Yeah,
the moment InstaStory did that, I was Snapchat was...
You're like, bye.
Because, yeah, if you have more, it's very hard for people to go from, like, I'll link my Snapchat to my Instagram, but for people to actually, like, change the app, to go find you, it's, like, annoying, but if it's just your Snapchat story,
yeah, they're already there.
Exactly. Okay, so in this episode, I was really excited that they kind of explained why Kim acted the way she acted in the last episode, because of course my first reaction was, yes, Kim, you know, he's in the wrong, get that girl out of there. But then I was like thinking, well, Courtney's already been with some guys, Scott is in his own room with his own life, he's single, he can do what he wants to do. I get that it was like a family vacation, sort of, but she was out of line, and I think Kim eventually realized that she felt bad for yelling at the girl.
Yeah,
but seeing her reaction to why she did it, she said, you've been whining to me, playing the victim, wanting all this sympathy from me. I've been feeling bad for you. I've, like, lost sleep over this. And then I come around and you're doing the exact same thing that Courtney's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he had already relapsed. So I get why she acted the way she acted. But just seeing more of that and that girl, like, leaving down the hallway, I was, like, trying to see who is it. Like, is it someone, like,
no,
relevant, or is
tramp.
It just a regular girl?
Just a tramp.
Just a tramp. That's what you feel?
Well, I mean... The whole issue is it's not – well, the thing with Courtney is she's allegedly – well, the one currently is – she's confirmed it, I believe. But the ones prior to that was allegedly like, okay, she was hanging out with Justin Bieber. Now everybody thinks they're dating. She's hanging out with Sean
– Quincy.
Quincy, and everybody thought they were dating. It's like she's just going out with these guys, and who knows whether she's doing them or not. Mm-hmm. The whole issue is that Scott was doing his things for years, and now that Courtney's stepping out and they're taking pictures, he's getting upset, even though he has some other things on the side. Like, get out of here.
I know. That was a little much. But, I mean, I love how whenever Kim calls Courtney, Courtney says, I would have done the same thing if you would have just been dating Kanye or maybe had broken up with Kanye and were just still hanging out. I would have done the same thing for you. So I get why you have, like, the dramatic reaction. But finally, Scott does sit down with Kim to tell her about all this, and he's like, I don't know what's going on. Like, you are kind of being ridiculous. Kim kind of says sorry, which I was surprised. Scott's friend, whoever he is, was around. I don't know. And that whole thing was interesting. I was like, wow. And like, I think one of you guys said that they filmed on iPhones.
Mm-hmm,
and so like, you could totally tell in this scene because it would like blur out and then it was like really bad quality. And then some of this episode was really hard to hear.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so it was messy, but I love how they did document this because a lot went down.
Yeah, I don't think that – it's not that I – like, even if it wasn't Scott, because, you know, I'm, like, a Scott fan for some weird reason.
Yeah,
who knows?
It's very weird.
Yeah, for I don't know why I have, like, this obsession with him. It's really weird. But I'd even if it wasn't him, like, putting it out of the equation that it's Scott, I still, like, he has his own life. And that's why I didn't understand why Kim did that. I think really the main reason is because, oh, that's my sister. You know, when it's your sister or your sibling, you do it. But I did not... They're not together. Courtney's made it very known.
Right.
And she never wants to be with him again. So,
right.
So what, is he going to sit and wait?
I think the thing, too, with that is if he had his own place, it might have been a little bit different. But they're all staying in the same kind of house, kind of compound.
I was still talking about last week, like, when Kim freaked out. This time is different.
No, this time... No, I'm talking about the last time. So there's two things. The last time he brought the girl in and they were all staying in that compound in Dubai.
Oh, it was. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And that's, that to me, beyond the fact that him and Courtney are no longer dating or whatever, that's a whole nother issue because now you're bringing a stranger into some to a whole situation.
Wait, so it's not like a separate hotel room that
no,
they
No, they're that's all what, in the same, when she was coming up the elevator, they're like all in the same kind of compound.
Oh. I thought it was a different hotel.
Me too.
Now the one in Costa Rica is a different hotel. Oh, he brings this chick, which is not necessarily an issue because all he has to do is explain that, like, I need to get laid and you're not laying me, so I'm bringing this girl. If he did that from the beginning, they can't be upset at him because that was his choice and it's off. It's not in the family home, technically.
You know what, though?
That I didn't realize that, though.
That aspect of last week and the beginning of this week because I thought it was a separate hotel.
Oh, no. They're all in the same. It was a compound.
I thought it was I was thinking, that's Scott, that's his own room, like, he's allowed to bring whoever he wants.
Well, it's his own room, but not.
That's what I thought. They each had their own, room.
It was like a house. It was like a compound.
That's so different. They should have explained that better, because you guys, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
No, I didn't, but I would have reacted probably the same now, because Kim has had all this stuff going on. She doesn't want some random stranger in her house, stealing whatever they want
So different. Yeah. I thought they all had their own hotel rooms.
Yeah, but this, let's talk about different, because Costa Rica was a little crazy. It didn't all go as planned. Everyone did join in. Chloe kind of arranged it all. There was fireworks. Everything seemed great. And then Scott, she didn't, I guess Courtney didn't say no. I mean, she's like, stop giggling and stuff. But, he was, coming up behind her in the bed and, literally kissed her on the mouth a few times.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, she's not with it right now. Like, that's harassment. Like, get off of her.
No.
Come
Courtney
on.
Is with it. She keeps leaning him on very hard.
I don't know if she's leaning him on.
She's not thinking, no.
I think that's the dynamic of her relationship. But it seems like Courtney doesn't, I think we had mentioned this before on the show. It seems like she doesn't like having sex a lot anyway.
Unless she wants a baby.
Right.
But the thing is, if someone was doing that to me and I really didn't want them to, exactly. I'd be like, no. And especially because there's cameras there, I'd be like, no, seriously, this isn't funny. Get off. It's annoying. But when I like someone or you're still, I'm just like, stop. Mm-hmm. That's how I
love him. I think it's one of those things, those wounded people that you're like, you wish, you're hoping for the best and they just can't get it together. I think she's always going to love him. And it's always going to be that. I swear, they're probably, I think Kanye and Kim are going to hang in there too, but they're going to have that dysfunctional relationship until...
It is a lot, but I feel like if Courtney, because he's been sober for a while now, if she could have just given him one last shot. I know she went back and forth for years and we were just like, get out of it, it's toxic. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if maybe she would have been like, wow, okay, I see you. Maybe we're not going to be 110% together, but I will be there for you in a sense where we're kind of romantic a little bit.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like if she would have done that, he might have not relapsed. But she, that shouldn't be on her
either. But that shouldn't, you can't rely your happiness on one person.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to stay sober, but it's only the way Courtney reacts either makes me drink or he basically saying the reasons why he's doing things is because of Courtney, and you can't live through one person.
Right. No, and he needs to live for himself before he can live for anyone else. That's definitely true.
He's too out of a mess.
He's a mess.
was doing so good though.
I was
so proud of him, and now I'm like, you're letting me down, Scott.
I know. And this whole time, he's been all lovey dovey to her. They go to this dino park. He's with his kids.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, can we talk for 1 second about that little girl who's like, can I have a picture? And Courtney's like, sure, getting ready, take the photo with the girl.
Oh my gosh.
And she wants it with Mason, and I was like, I know, I love that.
And then they're like, come on, Mason. And he was just kind of like,
I know.
He's just like an awkward kid. He's like, okay.
Yeah, girls are yucky. That's what he's saying.
You know what's funny, though, is the fact that, I don't think they ever let anyone take pictures with their kids.
She's
probably the only one that has a photo with Mason. They were very protective on their kids. I don't think they want pictures of their kids out on the internet. They don't want anyone asking them for photos. So the fact that this little girl, that part made me laugh so hard because Courtney was like, oh, see, thinking, oh, I want a photo.
Right.
She wants a photo with me. But that was so funny. I love that.
No, it makes me sad, though, about that, going back a little bit to Courtney and Scott. You do see that they have these kids and they have so much fun. And then, he you see the sadness in his eyes, and it's just, I wish that things could work, but it's not. And it sucks, because they have the whole family dynamic, but it's just not working.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
I mean, the only thing he's really not getting is sex. I mean, that's...
Or emotion. I don't think she even shows him,
a lot of emotion.
Yeah, even if you're not having sex with him, emotion.
That's what I think. That's why I think she's not showing the emotion, because if she were to show a little bit more emotion other than like letting him like play around or anything, then he's actually going to think he has a hope. Like, I think in his mind, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to try this. And she's still saying no. Okay, well, fine. But I think if she were to give him a little bit more, then
she
that's...
She still is leading him on, though.
She is.
She really she is.
But I just think that's the relationship. Like, I mean...
No. It's too much. It's like, okay, we can, if we go on a trip, I don't have kids, I don't, you know, whatever. But if I go on a trip with my boo and we say, okay, we're just here for our kids, we need to just be here for the kids.
Right.
Scott is thinking, oh, we're going to Aspen. I'm going to see if I can get my woman back. I'm going to see if I can hopefully get married, you know? Like, he's thinking more. And I think
he was just trying to get laid.
By her?
Yeah.
I think he's literally obsessed with her. And I think he'd get laid by anyone, but I still think, I don't think it's just getting laid with her. I think he's in love with her.
Yeah. He's in love with her, but he admits in a preview at some point, I don't know if this episode's been released yet, but he says he's a sex addict.
Oh my God.
Yeah, all right,
Scott.
You're right.
Come on. Okay, that's a little much. Come on.
It is a lot, but
all right.
I think...
what'd you say?
Your teeth.
But okay.
I just... Okay,
okay Scott.
So... he brings Chelsea on this trip. Some girl named Chelsea.
That was funny.
And that's why he's staying in his own place and everything.
Their conversation leading up to that was really funny, though.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he brought her after he realized that he couldn't get laid? Or do you think that he brought her, like, that was already planned before he got there?
Ooh. Probably already planned.
I think I think he got there and he was like, it's not working out. Hey, boo, come through.
Because I think he got the room because he may have thought, like, okay, it's not going to go down. And I think the first day he probably was he tested the water and realized that he couldn't and then kind of had her on standby.
He probably did it just in case. Like, he probably got, because the way he said it, he's like, oh, I don't want to be under the same roof, which is weird. So he probably did it like, I'm going to see if I can get Courtney. And if I can't, then I'll have the backup girl.
I don't know why he would fly her out, though. Like, there's other pretty girls in Costa Rica. I don't understand what's so different about this girl.
You have to put in the work.
Yeah.
Like, it's already,
do you think this is... Do you think this girl is the one from before?
From Dubai?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You think it was just some random Dubai person that was, like, there?
I do.
Okay.
But I think he has a roster. Like, he has, like, a roster on his phone of, like, girls who are willing to, and he's been there before. And this, you know, the girl doesn't want a relationship. So he's like, all right, well, I need to get laid. This chick's down. Hey, do you want to go to Costa Rica?
But you save so much money if you get a Costa Rica girl. She's right there.
Yeah, but you have to put in the work. There's the language barriers that you're going to be 2 days in. Then you put in 1 day. And then she might think there's a relationship.
That's true.
Those girls might whip her. Like, it's messy.
Like, if these girls... that is.
You get a girl that knows her lane, knows her place. I'm coming here to lay in this bed for 3 days. And then I'm getting blown back out.
Side chick, the girl who knows.
That's like, see, to me, that's
1-800
like,
side chick.
That's like crazy to me, because I could never, like, if the girl knows there's nothing more, then yes, but like, I'm an emotional person, so I don't think, like, first of all, I wouldn't want to be like, knowing willingly that this famous guy is just using me. Mm. He's in love with Courtney.
But you might be using him for his penis.
Exactly.
True. For the benefits. But I'm not like that.
You're getting a flight to Costa Rica. I need the benefits.
I know. It's like, while he's hanging with his family, you can go off and actually enjoy your vacation.
Okay, I get that, like, a lot of people...
I don't know. I just couldn't do it.
A lot of people are like, oh, okay, like, you know, at least he's in under his own roof, like, off to the side, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger picture here is that he... is doing all of this while he's on a family vacation with his children, while he's still, like, forcefully, somewhat playfully kissing his ex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's all messed up. Like, this is not morally okay. Like, a lot of people think, oh, it's fine. Like, we're in 2017. We can do and screw whoever we want. It's trashy. Exactly. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
It's trashy and it's not okay.
I think it's, like, worse than Dubai.
Disrespectful.
I don't know
awful.
Why. I get, like, I think maybe because Courtney's physically there with his children.
What if would it be still trashy if he actually, if this wasn't, a jump off and he told them from the beginning, like, as he, like, before they left on the trip, like,
it would still be trashy.
No, if he says, like, this is my girl or something,
or this is a girl I'm dating, and you're not gonna see the girl at all, she's not interacting with the family, this is you know who I'm gonna be with,
then I would say, okay, go ahead and just do that, but just don't come on the trip because we're having family time, you idiot. Like,
but they brought China's son,
and
he's not really technically a part of the family.
Well, they were together at the time, you know what I'm saying?
It's iffy because I think that. I don't know. If it's only about sex, which clearly is, because he's doing stuff with the family all the time except for at night, why did you? It was 4 days. You couldn't not get
it. Yeah, he could have waited.
Yeah. I don't know. That's judgment. Say if he couldn't.
I don't know.
Because he's a sex addict.
I'm just saying. That's like,
Did he say he's a sex addict?
To me, I feel like it's a sex addict. If he let Courtney know and Courtney was okay with it and he's like, look, she's not going to interact with anybody. I'm just letting you know so you don't find out.
Then it's different. Then
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
However,
it's still trashy though.
I don't think it's trashy. If you let the people know and you say it's okay, then.
Exactly.
Like, what are you going to do when your kids grow up and they see this relationship? This messy relationship.
It's already a mess, though.
Yeah. Their kids are going to look at this and be like, wow, my dad like was supposed to be spending time with me on a trip. And instead, he had some girl over.
That's
his
a
house.
Long time away.
Yeah. Who cares? It's still. Mm-hmm. I mean, I am like literally like that is just so trashy. I don't care if you have it predetermined. It doesn't take away the level of trashiness in my eyes.
I mean, we have to think of it like this though. Like, I mean, Scott has not done the best things in the past, so it's like I feel like it's not that he's a bad person, but he kind of is that kind of person that just does whatever he wants and. Mm-hmm. Douchebag.
You know,
this is not that like different for him.
I've always liked him, but like, come on, like your kid, you have children. Like, respect yourself and your children. Like, what are you doing?
I think it's trashy now. I think if he were to say like, "Hey, she's coming," it wouldn't be. But since he didn't say that, it is
right. And then you have Courtney with half naked picture. Like, I mean, like the family in general. I'm not throwing stones at anybody because everybody has their things. But like you're saying that the kids, it's trashy for them to possibly see their father do this. You know, later on they're going to see the show. But you have Courtney posing half naked. Like, you know, you don't necessarily you don't want to see your mom doing that. But then 10 years from now, you're going to see all your aunts and some. Pose and something else. So it's just kind of like,
well, I guess maybe because on the kid front, like that is more like, oh, it's a photo shoot, whatever. It doesn't make it like some people think it's not okay to pose nude or whatever. It's like photo shoot. It's like for work. But like if you're sneaking around with women behind closed doors and like when you're supposed to be having fun with your kids,
see, that's you're picking and choosing because people can call that trashy.
Exactly. Like think about this. This is what I think. Like, this isn't throwing shade at the Kardashians. We love them. We watch their show. But a lot of people think they're trashy. A lot of people don't like the Kardashians. Yeah. They're very controversial. So that whatever Scott does, people look at just Kim Kardashian in general and think she's trashy. That's just an example. So just from what something Scott does, think about it. Their pictures are all over the internet. Kim is legitimately nude.
Naked, yeah.
And, like, it's not just work. These are to Instagram make themselves relevant. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just how it is. So it just depends on how you look at it. Because a lot of people think the entire family's trashy. So it's like, I wouldn't be too concerned on just what Scott does.
I don't know. I mean, I get it. I get what you guys are trying to say. And you're trying to, like, loop it all in together.
Dakota, you're wrong and you suck.
No, but I mean, personally, I'm
kidding.
I'm just,
I love you.
I don't know. I just think it's awful. But I do want to say, Natalie H. in the chat, thank you so much for sending us love from Switzerland.
Wow. Hello. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for watching. We love you so much. Hearts back. Okay, so in the end, I love how the girls are, like, bringing Chelsea up. Like, oh, Chelsea, Chelsea Handler? No, Chelsea Clinton.
So funny.
Yeah, and he's sitting there going, oh my God.
No, because she was like, because the way they said it, I think was funny. They're like, oh my God, when Chelsea defended Barron Trump, like the way they were just like talking about it, he was just like, every time, he's like, oh.
Do you think they were acting or do you think like Khloé just wanted to like, because Khloé seems like a really straightforward person to me and she would have, if the cameras weren't there, she would have just called him out like, hey. Or do you think
she was having fun doing it? I think they were
with the mouse before they did it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she was doing it because she wanted to like I just want to like jump into it. I think she was legitimately like love watching him like squirm. Like yeah, exactly. I think she had a good time watching it go down.
Did you hear what Chelsea said? He was like,
does he think he can't get away with this stuff? Like it baffles me. Like sometimes, like when somebody gets caught 3, 4, 5 times at like, hey, not only do you have your ex-wife, your wife or whatever, like knowing, but doesn't care. But then you have like your sister-in-laws who are all up in your business because that's the type of family you are.
Security's going to tell.
Right. Them. So it's just like the fact that he thinks that he was, I don't know, like you thought you were going to get away with this?
If you were like a normal family without cameras and stuff, like it'd be a little easier, but like, do they not think you have to go through security when you're going to hang out with a celebrity?
Yeah.
While, and also, the show is being filmed. It's not like, well, that's on off season. Like, it's just weird to me.
Why wouldn't I don't understand why he's not, like, used to why isn't this, like, if you're going to bring the girl, you should be able to do this better.
He's a sex addict.
But, I mean, you could be a sneaky sex addict. Why?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't understand. Like,
I'm just kidding.
You know
this
girl's going to go through security. You should be like, hey, I'm going to send my own security guards. Or, hey, girl, take a taxi to this spot. Yeah, I'll pick you up from here.
Yeah,
007, this type of thing.
He, like, doesn't plan it right.
Right.
Like, hey, just meet me at the hotel. And then she's probably there like, so, can I be let in? And they're like, for who? Exactly. And he's just, like, running around like.
Like, if you got to cheat, cheat right. Like.
That's what I say. Amen to that.
Like, go all out.
If he's going to, I mean, yeah, he's very, like, he's not very good with
he's lazy with it.
Yeah.
He's just ready. Because
this is what I think. I think that he just, for some weird reason, he just thinks he can get away with things. Like, oh, it hasn't worked in the past, but let's just see what happened this time.
Yeah, but he's always he's always left back in the fold. Like, this is, like, say this was your family and somebody cheated on your daughter or whatever. It's like, all right, well, you're out now. But because I believe both his parents are gone, like, he doesn't have technically anybody else, he knows that they're always going to feel sorry for him. He's always going to be left back
in the fold. I would be on my best freaking behavior. Yeah. I wouldn't be out there thoughting around. Like, I really
especially
would.
What just happened with Kim.
Yeah. You
like,
knew.
It's like, it's not like, oh, that happened in the past. Like, that just happened.
Yeah.
He didn't even wait, like, a month.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I just think that he needs to kind of get it together. I mean, part of me honestly thinks he might, this might be a contractual thing where he is just like, hey, I will be around. I will, you know, do whatever you guys want to do for storylines. Like, right. If you want to make me do this, or if you want to hire a random girl to blur out the face to make it, you know, make our show have the get those ratings again, he might be like, I'll just be that trashy dude. Like, if you need me,
think he's using the Kardashians? He knows that he needs
the
storyline.
I think the Kardashians are saying, hey, look, the producers or whatever, they're like, hey,
to be a douchebag.
Yeah, like, we'll pay, you'll make all this money, you'll get all this fame.
Well, it's get true. Everything, but shows do that. Reality shows, if they're not getting what you want from them, or if they're not getting what they want from you, oh, let's kick it up. Let's have you do this. Do you mind? Like, and it won't be also outwardly. It'd be like, yo, do you mind, like, just doing this? It won't be that big a deal. And it kind of, like, brings you into it.
I could see them having an agreement.
I hope, because I want Scott to be a better boy.
However,
than he is.
I don't know, because in there was a report, I don't know if you're going to bring it up in the news, but TMZ. With Scott say so, Courtney is now dating somebody who's like 20 something years old. Yeah,
23.
Yeah, and there's a report from TMZ I think today that was saying Scott is legitimately like not okay with this. So I don't know if it's like art imitating life or this is what's really going on. But you know, it's just kind of like
it's a lot.
Yeah,
and we're gonna jump into predictions, but first I do want to say the preview for next week. I rewinded it and played this last part. Clearly, like, oh, you want it so wet? Well, here you go. There you have it. And freaking throws the drink on him.
I love Chloe.
I was looking around the studio to see if anyone else saw, because I was like, I need someone to talk about this too.
My God, it's so good.
Ugh.
I was like, we were watching it because when we were fast-forwarding through commercials, we looked and we're like, they are going to cut this off because right when it got back to commercial, it said like 3 minutes to go. I was like, they're not going to. They're not going
to
do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
to be continued is the worst.
They're so lucky that it's not like. Like, it's, you can do that to Scott.
Yeah.
You can't do that to Kanye. You can't do that to Tristan or, no. Or even Corey. Like,
it's. Definitely not.
So, like, the fact that, I guess, that could have been definitely a thing as far as TV making. It's like, Scott, you're going to take some water. It's like, okay.
See, I think
like,
so.
Like, he's just like, yeah, okay. Like, do you want me to act like an ass? Like, he, like, doesn't care.
Yeah.
Because he's doing a lot better. You haven't heard about, like, the drunken Met. Like, you haven't heard him be like that. So I feel like they randomly will just throw Scott doing something crazy once in a while.
And then they do damage control and he, like, paints in the grass with Chris and, like, past seasons and stuff. But anyway, I do want to touch on, like, there's, like, there's a few little things I want to hit that happened in the episode that were kind of, like, kind of random and just thrown in there. Like, Kim visiting the children's hospital. I thought that was really cute.
Aww. Yeah.
Loved that. Chloe surprised Simone. Chloe's surprised that Simone still hangs out with Kim after. Like,
and then she got fired, Simone.
No way.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Start over. Why would she be surprised?
Why are they surprised that Simone?
They were just like, oh, I'm surprised that Simone is still hanging out with Kim after, you know, she almost died. because she was in Paris whenever
she got tied up or something. She
was Simone was in Paris with them. Yeah. Oh, okay, okay. I forgot
I want to hear what's going on.
Chloe Sue. So this is, I didn't get the fact check. But my, this one my hairdresser told me. Chloe is suing Simone.
Why?
And then there's some, I don't, there's something, I'll look it up on my computer, but there's something that's a thing with them. And then I think, I believe the rest of the Kardashians, like, because I think she was good friends with Kim, they fired her. But
why?
I will look that up.
But you don't have any, you don't have any, like, reason why that you know.
There's something between her and Chloe as far as, like, lying, like, a, I think she accused Chloe of stealing a certain line, because I think Chloe has her jean line out, but I will, I will.
Because I didn't know if it, like.
Shady booth.
Ooh, like, let's, let, that's not that's a good idea to get on all of the Kardashians' bad side. There's, like, 50 of them. That's,
oh, yeah, but she's working with, like, other, according to my hairstylist, she's working with, like, other, like, really big celebrities, too. So it's not.
Oh, I actually, I think I stumbled across an article. I can't wait to see what happens, because that, that seems crazy. But let's go ahead and get into some news and gossip.
Woo! AfterBuzz TV News.
Sipping my tea real quick.
Also, before you start that, sorry, just know that now we saw Kylie and Tyga together, but they're not together anymore now.
Yeah,
I think
true.
This is, I think this they is an official. No, I think this is official break.
How long has it been with them? It's been on and off for a while.
It's been on and off for a long time, but she's actually with what's his name?
21 Savage?
No,
is that Travis Scott?
No.
Is
he a rapper? Is he?
He's
rapper?
Like a rapper. Yeah. I'll figure it out later. Yeah. Really quick, though. Kylie and Tyga, like, hijack Chloe's room, which is really funny. And then Kim has to go to New York halfway through this Costa Rica trip to talk to the – in New York to, like, the French police.
Yeah, the, they flew down the judge.
Yeah, 17 suspects were arrested. And they've been following her for two freaking years. Crazy stuff. But, okay, so the first photo that we have here is – this is really sad, but apparently, like, the ratings are dropping, even though – they're having all these crazy things happening. The show's ratings are continuing to drop.
Didn't they say that 2 years ago?
They did.
They've been saying that for
a while.
They've
been saying that for a long time. Yeah. I mean, after a show goes on for seasons and seasons, like 13 seasons, maybe, you know, eventually views don't come in as much. But I did love how they did, like, the two interviews. Like, you know how, like, the interview during the show, they had, like, two girls sitting next to each other, like,
Chloe and Courtney, Chloe and Kim, and then Kim and Courtney.
The second they put them in, we're like, whoa,
We love that. And it's so cool because Courtney responded to a fan who said, I'm living for this, and she's like, we're doing it from now on, so there you go. And I'm like, yes! That is so funny.
Because something about it, why did we like that? Like, something about it felt really...
Because they were interacting with each other and joking around, and it brought a new level, because usually they're like, I was so pissed, but they're like, like they were just having a good time.
Yeah, no, for real. But the, like what you were saying though about the ratings, insert Scott Disick.
There you go. See, that's why.
Do you see what I'm saying? The way you just said that, I'm like,
I don't know. But does anybody care now?
I don't know. But let's talk about this though, because Scott here on Cinco de Mayo, we got this photo of him going in, and I wanted to show you this photo, but the next photo is the one I actually, like, this is what people are talking about, is he showed up with Ella Ross, who's blonde, and I'm not sure if that's Chelsea or if that's not Chelsea. I don't know who that is, but she's I think she's a model, and that is who...
And she's 19.
Nuh-uh.
I had to say it.
What?
She's 19.
She's legal. How old's Scott? 30-something?
33.
Oh, that's still a mare.
Really?
No. You could at least get a girl who can drink legally. Yeah.
Okay, but
you
Courtney,
can get a 21-year-old.
Courtney's guy is 23, and she is...
And that's fine. Take him to Cinco de Mayo. This girl, I'm not even. I can't even take you to the bar.
Oh my gosh,
you can't even celebrate
de Mayo. Is the
you're
day
right,
this,
actually,
oh, wow.
Because that there's a difference when they're not like. I know it's not that big a deal, but when you can't drink and go to bars, it just feels a lot younger. I remember, like, I just felt when I was 21. I was like, wow, I can actually. I don't know. It's just very different. I don't have a problem with age difference. I've dated guys that are a lot older than me. Doesn't bother me.
But this is crazy. This is insane.
I just want you both to be legal. Like, you know, come on, girl, let's go. Let's turn up together. It's like, okay, you got to sit out in the car. I'm gonna try to sneak you a vodka and cranberry.
Drink in the bar doesn't mean they are not pre gaming.
I mean, that's true.
And they'd probably honestly let her in regardless.
Yeah.
If she's with Scott and she's a model.
That's so true.
She's a cute girl, but still.
Kylie Jenner has been allowed to go places since she was.
Like 16, 17.
That is very true.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well, girl, work on your career while you're getting all this press.
I know.
Because nobody knew about you. You better turn this brand bigger.
Because here we are talking about you, girl.
You better work on that supermodel brand. Think business, boo.
And she is cute. She's cute. She's put together.
She better think business before love.
I mean,
and I wanted to add in one thing that's this not news and gossip, but I wrote this down and I said I wanted to talk about it. I forgot. Mm-hmm. So where they stayed, the Villa Manzu in Costa Rica, the villas, guess how much it is a night?
How much?
Just guess.
Like 20,000?
What do you think?
Well, that's
2,300.
Okay, so it's either 16,000 to 27,000. It ranges.
A night?
What? That's yes.
So I was the closest one.
No, but there's like what? I couldn't even count how many kids were there. There was a billion kids. It's like 10 people.
So I was pretty
you
close.
Split that like a couple.
No,
$100.
No. Like per like night for the room.
Yeah.
Like room.
That was a con. That was a
condo.
That was like a condo house. Though. They can't really? Charge for the rooms. Yeah, you didn't see. It's a condo.
I thought they were just rooms in a hotel.
No,
it was a big condo.
Okay,
house.
Well, this is 16,000 for. I just looked up a nightly stay. I didn't put in condo.
I was
this
pretty
is
close.
Night.
Because what might happen in some of those places? They have the hotel a little bit further out where you can rent the rooms, and then in the back they have the like the house parts where you can actually rent the whole house.
Okay, so this one, this yeah. was just like because
if it's 27 then. By 10 or 20 or how many people? There was a lot of people. I couldn't even.
Well, that's an expensive
10.
Vacation, but they might get it for free because they're promoting it.
They got it for free because it said they like zoomed in on where it was
and showed the room.
Exactly. And look what it did for me. I went to look it up. Obviously, I cannot afford that, but.
You better work.
No, but I, yeah, because they spent like 5 minutes talking about this place, and I was like, girl, we know you just promo part of it.
You know,
like,
it's
going to get that business deal,
people
though.
That can't afford it are never going to be able to go there, and these people that could buy like 50 million of them.
Never such a, why not? Why won't you be able to?
All right, one day.
One day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll make it on
just
the
right
poll
now,
real
I
quick.
Can.
I'll make it.
That will bring up the ratings. Let's do that.
Yes. Okay, so this next photo is of Courtney and her new guy.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's like Yoon's Benjima. He literally looks like a human Ken doll.
Mm-hmm. Am I the only one that... I, like, have 23? Only seen Courtney with Scott. And I just don't see Courtney as, like, a
really?
Very emotional, mm-hmm. sexual person. Like, I just never see her with a guy. So to, like, imagine her with a guy, I don't know. It's weird to me.
I think she treats him the same way. There's a picture of her and him. I think she had, like, coffee, like, and she was, like, in her, like, not flip-flops, but she was, like, you know, just chilling. And he's, like, right beside her. But it's, like, the same just insert guy here. Like, she just seems unbothered. Like, all right,
do you think
whatever.
That, like, but, okay, whenever she finds out that Scott brought a girl on the trip, she's, like, when I get back to L.A., you know how many guys I'm...
I know.
Yeah. I, was like, oh, I don't think that's gosh. Her. Like,
I don't think so, I don't, she's actually doing.
But
it.
You know what I mean? Like, she just has that whole persona. Like, I just, she's not going and like hooking up with guys all the time. Even if she is, she just doesn't seem bothered ever by anything. So to like to think she's like serious with a guy, not Scott, is so like, weird to me.
I feel like they're probably having sex.
Like, well, yeah, for sure,
definitely.
But I think I mean, this is. I think the great thing about Courtney, because they're in the limelight, she and I think Khloé took a page out of her book, is that she separates the relationship. So even when you catch her with the guy, it looks like, all right, cool. But you're never gonna catch her like lovey dove. Like you never catch her in any of those positions, those type of positions with any of the guys that we photoed. We got photos of her with.
I actually saw, I somehow ended up like on the first season of the Kardashians. And I was like, I just want to see the difference in all of them. And her and Scott were so much more lovey-dovey. Like, yeah. It was crazy. I looked and they're like, ew, get a room, guys. And they're like laughing and kissing. And like, she looked really happy. So it just made me, like, she just seems to have been very, since then, a very distant
Well, it's
person.
Just like if somebody like puts their relationship on Facebook and then you like after you do that, you're not going to, well, I hope you learn not to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, right. We're together. Oh, we're here. And then 5 months later, like, the person's no longer there.
And maybe Courtney, like, kind of stopped being physical Courtney stopped being physical with Scott because of all of his antics, and maybe she just wasn't sexually wanting to be there with him anymore. Mm-hmm. But now she's having these new guys, she's all for it or something. You never know.
Oh my God, is he on her Instagram? I wanna like
No.
Cardinal rule, no.
What's his name?
Yoon's Benjima. I don't know.
You'll find him on TMZ.
I'll find him.
Yeah. But but it's funny because we were all like, oh my gosh, Scott, you know, she's 19, but literally Courtney's 37.
What's wrong with that?
I don't mind.
And
that,
he's 23. So I mean like I guess we should
together.
Treat,
you can do a lot of things with those abs. Go on, Courtney.
Oh my gosh.
Go ahead, Courtney girl.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well
take
the next
body shots, boo.
I just didn't take her for doing that. I could see like Khloé going for the younger guy.
She's always like she's been hanging out with young guys at least 2 years.
How old is Tristan?
I know. I like always.
Tristan's 25.
Yeah. So I mean, there you go. They like younger men.
Khloé's boo is 25, but it's. I don't think it's. I mean,
oh yeah, that's crazy. Like, you're right, 25. I don't know why I always thought that he was older.
And I think too, if they date older because they already have money, it's kind of like a weird dynamic. It's really bad, but if they date older, they already have their money, they're established. Mm-hmm. So some old guy's gonna try to, like, you know, try to shape them, and they're not about that. So it's better to go with somebody who's not as established, because now you get to run the show.
That's
so
true.
Like, it makes more sense to do that for them.
And we've seen photos of her running around with Justin Bieber before.
Oh yeah, so like, Quincy, Justin Bieber. There's been a couple, at least four guys.
You think she hooked up with Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
I don't know if she hooked up with him, but I think they hung out.
I think so too. Just nice little dates, like just hanging out, movies.
Yeah, you that's not Justin's
style. No. Justin's very into.
Right, but I don't know. I don't see them sleeping together.
I don't either.
I see it.
I see him trying. And her laughing, and then like he's like, oh. And then it's like, oh, you're cool. Like, he realizes that she's cool beyond, you know, something to put, like, his thing in.
Because we're
so bad tonight, guys.
I remember when he was like talking about Kim Kardashian. He was like little. It was like right when his his first song came out, and he had like the hair, and he was on Ellen. And he's like, oh, like something about Kim. He's like, yeah, I asked her out, and it's really funny because I could see now he does that to Courtney, and I could so totally see her, like you said, like stop, like laughing. And then being like, okay, never mind. It's just,
you're just so cute.
Yeah.
I think it happened, you guys. But anyway, this other thing I want to talk about was Kim released this crazy application to compete to be the beauty director of the Kardashian apps. And basically, it's going to be a Lifetime show called Glam. What is it? Glam Masters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I guess this is like a new show that Kim is executive producing or something.
On what?
So then what?
Lifetime.
So then who's doing what?
I guess it's like a bunch of like beauty gurus who are like competing against each other.
I've heard of this.
To see who's going to be the glam master, to see who's going to be like the beauty director of the Kardashians.
I saw that a while ago. I saw like a posting for it. But you had to have like a certain amount of followers. Like, you had to be pretty big to be able to compete.
That's
crazy. Like what Puffy did years ago, where he had something like for an executive or something like that. No, he had something after that, like an executive thing where they all came and they were vying to be like a position in his.
Oh, I remember like the, it was like apprentice style though.
Yeah.
But to be like his. Like his executive assistant or something.
But a little bit more than something like that.
Yeah. I'm just like, come on. Like, if this show's going to actually happen, like, I want to see, like, Kim on the show. I want to see the girl showing up. Because if it's just going to be, like, just people that I don't really know, I'm not going to really watch. Like, if Kim is really involved, I'll watch.
Right.
So what, is she the executive producer?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, she's involved. She released this application
for the show. How about if it's, like, what Courtney, Chloe was like with Revenge Body. She was not on the whole thing, but
I loved it.
They put her in the beginning, the end, and sometimes in the middle. Maybe something like that.
But you guys, thank you so much for joining us. I'd say for a few more minutes, but it's freaking hot in here, and we got to get out of here.
But, good call.
I'm just being real. Like, Dakota's like, all right, let's go.
I'm out. Like, where's the air conditioning, guys? But we love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, where can everyone find you on social media?
When he gets like
that. Oh, that is a boss move right there. It's too hot.
We're out.
We are shutting this down. We are out of this. I don't care about the time.
And I was going to wear like a sweater today. I'm like, it's always literally freezing in the studios. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to be cold. But look, I'm the only one today that's not.
Because it's hella cold outside.
Yeah.
Anyway, where can we find you on social media?
So that's something I even thought you'd do, and I really love you more for it.
Thank you.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at HowardTheThird, and of course my website, HowardTheThird.com.
All right, you guys, and you can find me everywhere at Mr. Dakota T. Jones and my new talk show, Millennial Hollywood, on AfterBuzz TV's Popcorn Talk. Next week, Friday, I'm interviewing a casting director to talk about what goes on when actors leave and how they choose and everything like that. But we're out of this thing.
Wait, you didn't even...
Dakota was
damn,
like,
oh, son!
She
didn't get to say anything!
Wait, you didn't say goodbye?
No, Justine, we didn't say anything!
Okay, go for it.
I mean, you can find me wherever, because Dakota does not believe, so...
No, I thought
just find me, just like, just find me.
Listen,
online.
Just look around.
All right, you can find me everywhere at Let's Face It with Justine, Twitter, Let's Face It 33. I just have to hurry up, because Dakota needs to leave.
No, it's fine.
You
go
can
for
find
it.
Me on everything at TK Trinidad.
Just look them up.
You'll find it at the bottom of the YouTube page. Ciao. See you guys later.
I love you guys. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.